Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, these two girls aged 12 and 14 were arrested in Toronto because of hate-motivated attacks against Indian people. Looks like even the ladies don't like the Jeets. They must be white because hate crimes only appear to apply to white folks these days. I was in Florida at one of the theme parks and there were 10 to 15 Jeets in front of me going super slow, like they owned the place, and holding up a crowd of about 100 people behind them, and they didn't care. Wait until America gets Jeet fatigue too. Moving on, and speaking of Americans, they're leaving the United States in record numbers. I wonder if that's of their own accord, or if this includes those being deported by ICE. Where they're going, they're probably trading stress for sunshine. Going to Latin America, even places like Portugal, seems to be popular these days. People are playing musical countries instead of chairs. 120,000 Canadians moved to the United States in 2025, and 150,000 to 180,000 Americans left in the same year. Number 3, Rebecca Gayhart decided not to file for divorce after her husband's ALS diagnosis to teach her daughters the meaning of showing up. But what are the odds that she decided to remain because she's only going to get half in the divorce versus all of it when he dies? ALS takes you pretty quickly. Every man needs to look at this as a woman making a business decision. Plus, she gets the virtue signal about being a great human being for standing by his side. Meanwhile, she's just standing by for the money. Up next, the typical Western woman wants almost $1 million worth of cash and prizes, and all she offers in return is a set of worn-out meat curtains. As a man, you're better off paying $100,000 for surrogacy services and a couple $100,000 in daycare services. That way you can skip the wedding and you don't need to buy as big of a house that you'll lose through the divorce. Unfortunately, most guys won't figure this out until they turn 35 and their big head starts doing the thinking for the little one at that point. Number 5, here's what happens when you bring Ma'am Danny in as your mayor of New York. They say that $500 million left the city, but it's closer to $1 trillion in high earners moving to Florida and Texas. I think this is all by design to let the city crumble and then have the wealthy investors swoop in with their money bags and buy property back in for cheap. That's the same playbook from the 70s and early 80s. Also, the wealthy have enough resources to escape government theft. The best is De Niro leaving New York now, even though he supported Mandani. Moving on, more news that Germany is toast. A judge fined a man twice as much for criticizing him because he let off a grapist with just a slap on the wrist, when compared to the man criticizing the judge. This is almost like a test to see how much Europeans can tolerate at this point. The judge says that the grapist is well on his way to becoming a normal citizen. True, because most of the people in power in our society are grapists in PDF files themselves, if the Epstein files are to be believed. Number 7, do you believe this 25-year-old Filipina when she says that a cheap date of $5 to $8 worth of street food would actually impress her? I don't, because Filipinas are some of the sneakiest and greediest women that I've ever met. She's just saying this trying to lure in some gullible Western man that's going to have to support her entire family, the extended version, if he wants to get some nookie every fortnight. They eventually get comfortable and then they gain twice their body weight and end up taking their final form in the shape of a butterball turkey. Up next, a study finds that a daughter is more expensive to raise than a son. But why do we really need a study to explain the obvious? Everything costs more, including a closet full of expensive clothes and beauty products. Although these days, if you've got a 13-year-old boy, you might have to buy him makeup as well for his transition. He's going to need a nose job, boob job, and Brazilian butt lift too. Plus, Ozempic isn't cheap and he's got to lose weight. Number 9, more than 300 people are frozen waiting to be thawed out and revived in the future using technology that hasn't been invented yet. The only question is, will it work? We can do it now for sperm, eggs, and embryos, so why wouldn't it work for full-sized humans one day? Probably because we can't freeze them quickly enough. First, we have to pump the liquids out of their body and replace them with antifreeze-like substances, and then hope the nanites can repair the damage one day. It's a Hail Mary pass at this point. Moving on, the Danish premier hiked the top marginal income tax rate up to 60.5% and brought in a 25% VAT tax and now wants to add a wealth tax on top of that. Just look at the greed in her eyes. Half the voters back her tax proposal, but there is fear that there'll be a mass exodus of mostly male taxpayers, the wealthy ones. The women in the Danish government have a solution to the problem of the Laffer curve. They have a wall of shame for rich people leaving the country. Rich men aren't women that respond to shaming language, though. Number 11, here's another insane story claiming that male circumcision is there to hurt women, saying the drier male glands do damage to the vaginal wall. Women want it all. They want to look at a cut phallus to turn them on visually, while at the same time they want foreskin to keep their pee sleeve from roughing up like sandpaper. Looks like they can't win. Boys have their junk sliced and diced, and it's women that are most affected. Recently I went on the dating apps, and the toxicity of most women got me to stop using them entirely. Up next, women these days will divorce you for less and less. This one files for divorce from her husband because he forgot to bring her a 5-rupee snack. This is yet another great reason not to get married. Women will say, you go girl. You were suffering way too long waiting for that snack. Gen Z are also super savvy about female nature these days. They refuse to play games like this and are generally happier fapping off at home and not going out trying to start a relationship, which will just ruin their life. Number 13, check this out. This Somali driver was busted going the wrong way on a Missouri highway because he couldn't read the signs. And yet recently in California, a judge ruled that illegal truck drivers will be allowed to keep their commercial driver's licenses anyway. On the bright side, at least it wasn't a Jeep this time. He thought that a 4-lane highway was actually a 2-lane one. This video is also kind of wild. Someone filmed him going the wrong way for quite some time. Moving on left, I'd say that if cashiers getting paid a living wage will supposedly make prices rise, then why don't corporations replace cashiers with self-checkouts and lower the prices? First off, they can't replace them all because they still need them to assist customers with those self-checkout machines, as well as to prevent theft. Plus, they're slowly pushing out cashiers. Some places get rid of most of them, but most only get rid about 10 to 20% and didn't actually lower prices because the cost savings don't get passed on the consumers, but get passed the shareholders instead. Number 15, the number of foreign tourists visiting India has been falling since 2019. Of course, because influencers show us just how terrible of a country it is now. Meanwhile, more Indians than ever are leaving since 2019. Why would anyone want to visit India, which is an open-air sewer and where the men expose themselves to women and harass them? The infrastructure is also terrible and it has no civic sense. If Indians don't want to be in India, then why would anyone else? Up next, all a man needs in life is a happy mid-girl like this one. Yes, one that is raised by her father, and he had her through surrogacy. The feminists are probably fuming about this. She's half white and half Chinese. People are crazy thinking she's attainable now that she's got a gold medal. She expects the best of chance now. Most men don't care about a woman's achievements. I guess I'm different. I've always wanted someone to stimulate my mind as well as my slick willy. Unfortunately, if they're too smart and accomplished, they usually have a terrible attitude and massive ego. Number 17, Pierre Poilievre put this out, and while I think he'd make a better prime minister than Mark Carney, I'm still calling BS on this one. Most of the food items I buy in Canada are equal to or more expensive in the United States. But the difference is that relative to American incomes, food is way more in Canada. The real GDP data here shows every other G7 economy growing except for Canada. I think the Canadians will eventually become the next Argentinians. Moving on, the Arkansas governor says that the difference today isn't between right and left. It's between normal and crazy. I agree. I was on the old center-left 15 to 20 years ago, and so was almost everybody I know. Now many of them have gone insane swinging left of Stalin. Well, I've stayed in the same place, and now I'm technically considered conservative, and being conservative is the new normal. I think social media and the internet have made everybody insane. Number 19, check out this sneaky wayman. She told her boyfriend that she was in an abusive relationship, and now he's hugging her thinking that she was the victim. Meanwhile, with hair like that, you just know that she was an abusive one, and he's probably going to be next. I see that look on so many women's dating profiles, and I've lost all interest pursuing them at this point. It's the look of the devil, and looks like the devil with her red hair isn't even in disguise. Up next, people are living in storage units, offices, and their cars. And I've been living in a commercial unit covertly for a couple of decades before it was even cool to save money, so I could invest it, so I could profit from those cute stock charts. But yes, your country's a failure when the full-time workers live in their cars. You have to get creative to survive and thrive these days. Also, they won't even let you live on an RV or tiny house on your own land either. But there are always ways to do it illegally without being found out. Number 21, does this woman deserve a slow golf clap or something? She made false allegations against Duke lacrosse players saying that she was great by them. Then after that, she ended her boyfriend and they just released her from prison. And I'm sure she'll find a new boyfriend in no time and he'll claim he can fix her. If a man did those things, he would be locked up for life. This is why we live in a gynocracy. I bet it was a female judge that also let her out. Moving on, are you about to see the Tinder Swindler Part 2 as this man in California was arrested for scamming $2 million from victims on dating apps? Women do this sort of nonsense all the time and it's accepted. But if a man does it, then it's a crime. This guy created fake profiles and claimed to be a successful investor, financial manager, and then tricked women into sending him money promising big gains. And since this is a white-collar crime, I'm sure he won't do much time either. Number 23, this 52-year-old boarding school teacher was smashing her students. Why do they keep doing things like this? Because older men are walking away from women entirely, so their only hope is to trap a young guy and get attention and sex from him instead. Plus, there are usually no male teachers in schools anymore. In the past, the female teachers would have been more likely to go after one of them. Plus, the internet has just exposed women's sexual deviancy for all of us to see. Up next, is it true that the job of the mainstream media is to make you think that 10% of the views in the country belong to 90% of the people? Yes, but only for woke tarts, women as well as boomers, but mostly boomers. It's all about blowing smoke up their behind so they vote for who you wanted them to vote for. Ordinary people rarely watch the lamestream media anymore. Most watch YouTube commentators who have basically replaced TV anchors. When the boomers are gone in the next 10 to 20 years, so will the lamestream media. Number 25 and the last one, Tony wonders what gender equality really means. That females are given the advantage over men and then men are handicapped. It's not even equity, which is about making everybody equal by force, but it's about allowing women to have the best jobs while men are reduced to second-class citizens. And yet so many of us still end up getting ahead in life, even when women try and put us down. Women want all the power and privilege, but men have no power, and yet we still end up having all the responsibilities. We're choosing to walk away now from those responsibilities, and we'll just let it all burn. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.